His little manifesto is a marvel to behold. They're all his own ideas that he's pushing, oh. Though I have seen them elsewhere, if the naked truth be told, Benito Mussolini wrote the same shit years ago. He was chewing cud with Dubbo on the RTE main news, listing all the lowlife that he's hoping to abuse. So if you don't rise early, then your dole he will refuse. You'll be back in 1930 with the blue shirt, so. Yes, back in 1930 with the blue shirt, so. And yes, he'll ban your bandana. He'll ban your bandana today. He'll have road checks for dole checks and scroungers by the score. A visit from the heavy gang who'll break down your hall door. And yes, he'll ban your bandana. He'll ban your bandana today. I have often heard it said that our dear leader must be strong, like Caesar, Genghis Khan, or Mussolini, oh. But Leo takes the cupcake when it comes to being wrong, and I told him where his little five-pint plan might go. That his right-wing economics wouldn't get him past the post. If he tried to ban the strikers, his career would be toast. And the Bilderberg agenda is the one we hate the most. But he didn't take the hint, and so he'll have to go. Yes, he couldn't take the hint, and so he'll have to go. No jest, it's Leo Varadkar. He's after your union today. If it's SIP2 or Mandate or even NBU, you'd better watch your backs, cause you're the ones he wants to screw. Oh yes, I'm Leo Varadkar. I'm after your union today.